To come back to the point about class and the concept of class, last year I've been trying to trace the origin of the concept. So I went back to the French economist in the 18th century. And curiously, you see people like Turgot and Quesnay, the physiocrats, and Quesnay is a nobleman. He knows perfectly about Stand, you know, orders, social tiers état, noblesse. And he writes a book, Economic Tableau of France, with three classes. And after, it was in 1759. And so I went to read Smith. He came to Paris, he talked to Quesnay, he wrote a book, and he used classes. And after, I went to Ricardo, 1804, and he used classes. And all these people, they knew perfectly about nobility, peasants, and so on, as orders. So how these people have been able to use, to trace, to build up a tableau, you know, a view of France, the new economy of France, to use classes instead of orders. So, well, I tried to check, and I discovered that the definition is given very clearly by Quesnay. I call class any group of people linked to means of production, something like that. So he was, in fact, getting rid of the old structure of a society. To him, it was not operating anymore to define the economic basis of a new society. So he knew perfectly about orders. And so I went back now to the German ideology, the book of Marx, and I saw for pages and pages Marx using orders and classes. And I came back to the manifesto of Marx, 1848, and Marx uses class to speak about the patricians. But he knew perfectly the patrician, the equites, the chevalier, I don't say in English, equites, or the craftsmen. The equites in Roma.
The knights
and so on. He knew very well they were not classes. How Marx could take orders for classes and classes for orders. I can give you a list of quotations in which he makes a very clear distinction between class and order. And other quotation he takes class for order or order for class. So Marx was wrong. Oh, he was stupid. He was the most stupid fellow. And in fact, you understand that there were two concepts of classes. Two. And it's very now interesting to look at books of the sociologists about the concept of class. In fact, Marx is using the concept of class in two ways. First way, just like Smith, Ricardo, Quesnay, and so on. I call class a group of people defined exclusively by economic relationships. And he said it does appear only with capitalist society. So you cannot use the concept of class for antiquity. Stricto sensu, you cannot use the concept of class for an African kingdom. You cannot use the concept of class, stricto sensu, for there is no class in antiquity in some way, in this sense, in this meaning. But after he used class to say something different, to say something discovered through the analysis of the capitalist society and class struggles in capitalist societies. And I can give you I did not bring my paper, it is going to be published now, it's about the concept of class in Marx, it's amusing, you know. And the second, so he used class to say that orders in the antiquity, order, they have economic foundations and they involve political and economic domination, domination, oppression. So that is different. He used in two ways the concept of class, in a very specific and empirical way, applied to our society only, I think. And he used for the medieval ages, for ancient Roma and so on, even for the Incas, he uses the term of class, not because he wants to project our ethnocentric concept of class, but because he wants to say something about the foundation of social life. I mean, these classes in the antiquity, they had economic foundation just like our classes, these orders had economic foundation. It is why I call them classes. And they were antagonist social relationships. They were involving conflicts of interest between brackets and oppression of man by man. It is why I call them classes. And I can give you now the demonstration, because otherwise Marx was the most stupid man using classes to deal with things he knew very well not being classes. And it is, I am surprised to see so many people writing on the concept of class and never going back to the text. And Marx says, I have taken the concept of class from two groups of scholars, the economists, the historians. I went through the economists, but I never went through the historians. But probably you know better about the historians of the 18th century. I don't know, in England and in France. But I know something about the economists in England and in France in the 18th century. And so it would be interesting to have an historical view about the use of historical concept like class. And it is also at the same time a theoretical view. It's not just an historical history, it's a theoretical history of theories.
Thank you.